GL4QLG, GL4QLG, and 0TR.
Man, doing the same in KO4QLG.
Finer and Frog here, split three ways. Good to hear you, Chris. I tried a few nights ago to get you. It's springtime, man, down here. Hope it's that way up in the north.
It feels like around my house. It's been a beautiful day. I was expecting it to rain, looking at my phone, but all of my phone showed was clouds, and it never rained. I think it's coming in tonight, though. But it was a beautiful day.
It's a welcome relief, I'll tell you for sure, Chris. Well, you've had a good chance to see if that, I was curious, see if that weather station's working for you. Mine's working. We got 2.2 inches of rain, and you're quite correct. The rain's going to be coming in tonight, and they're expecting a lot of it. But we just enjoy the heck out of it. I got a display here behind my radios, and I got a display in my, or in our bedroom, and then I got a display out in the kitchen. Bernice watches it, and so do I, and it's really enjoyable. It's 62 degrees, and feels like 65, it says. That's because it's 93% humidity out there. How's your working?
Working great. One morning I got up and it had an error on the screen. I never figured out what caused the error, but I had to reset everything, so I don't have it total for the week of rain, but got a couple inches still on it. I haven't zeroed it back out yet, but it's working great. I'm keeping a pretty close eye on it. It is pretty nice to know how cold it's actually getting, because I've got a thermometer in the house that reads on the outside and inside of the house. But it's always been off the whole time I was growing up. I had it as a kid and everything. But to see the differences between what the phone weather app and the weatherman on the TV and the actual temperature, there is a pretty good little difference there.
Now here too, we tend to get more rain than they get down at the airport there. That's where the weather service is at. And sometimes they'll get more down at Greenville, but Greenville's always warmer because all the concrete and everything down there. And there comes Bernice with a piece of pumpkin pie that she made last night. Oh, and she got whipped cream on it. Dream whip, whatever it is. But what's that barometer? When you see that arrow point down on that barometer, and that 2992 is normal, Chris. And if it starts going down into the 28s and like that, you can just about count there. And there's a front on the way, and most likely you'll get some rain. But I'm glad you're enjoying that. We really. Even the wife likes ours. Gary's got one. He's got the Accurite, like I have. You can leave that on, Bernice. It's not bothering anything. She's watching Highway Through Hell up in, where are they at, Bernice? Canada. Yeah, it's up in Canada. It's about like Ice Road Truckers, and it's on this TV over the air. His truck ran over a bridge with three campers on it and into a river, and they're trying to retrieve it. I don't envy them a bit. But at any rate, I was looking at 160 meters tonight, and the contest is on, but I don't see any DX on there. So I'm not much interested in these U.S. stations, but boy, they're the gob of them. Oh, did you do much today?
A little bit. My battery finally went kaput on my alarm system at the shop, so it was an odd battery. So I ended up having to take a trip to Ely, get me a new battery so I could have an alarm system up and running. And then I got back and still got a battery code on the panel and replaced two more CR2032 batteries. That didn't fix it, so I got a technician friend of mine coming tomorrow morning to see if he can figure it out. But it's common occurrences when you do a big change like the main battery and all that. It's going to boil down to just putting in some codes. I just don't know the codes to put in.
This is Gerald TR. Roger. Well, I give Chad a nice alarm system I built for an evacuation alarm years ago. And Chris, that thing was to get 300,000 square feet evacuated. And I had three of them. And I used the telephone lines to trigger it. And then I had one over behind the foundry for the structural shop. And we had to run, I don't know, over 1,000 foot of wire over there. But, that was for another computer. I used the telephone lines that weren't being used, unbeknownst to Ma Bell, to run another little ice cube relay over there in the other shop. Worked out pretty good. And I didn't know a tremendous amount about the telephone system, but I knew the telephone guy, and he didn't say anything about it. But OSHA required us to have one where they could evacuate the shops from up in the front office. But that thing was like 120 or 130 decibels at 20 feet, and it's above the threshold of pain. And I was hoping he'd put it up there on the repeater, but I don't know if he would or not, because if it went off in that little building, the people would leave, put it that way.
Well, that sounds, that one of mine, it's very annoying and very loud, and you don't want to be around it in the same room with it. But mine's ADT, so anytime you got a problem, I just call somebody pretty much. The lady I talked to the second time I called today was giving me the runaround. She wanted me to change the batteries out again. A little bitty 2032 batteries. And it just wasn't working out, so I just called a friend of mine.
Common battery, and it ain't likely if you put new ones in it that they ever did. I always check them. If memory serves me right, that's a 3-volt button battery, and I got a bunch of them over here. But I'll tell you, W4FHJ Gene is a wonderful guy, and he takes care of alarm systems. Now, I doubt if you'd want to come up if you had a specific question. I'm sure he'd have a good answer, but he don't work for ADT. He's just got a commercial alarm system for himself, but he's been at it many years. He's as old as I am, or older, I think. But boy, he's sharp. I saw some of his wiring up at his property where he's got a tower in that. And I used to wire panel boxes for years. Big, huge, long panel boxes you could run a whole coal mine from. And his wiring was every bit of that professional. I mean, he's a good man, put it that way. Oh, except he was in the Coast Guard instead of the Marine Corps or the Navy, of course.
Guard, and nowadays that's part of Department of Homeland Security. It's not even DOJ.
Well, I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that President Biden wants to federalize the Texas National Guard, so he'll have control of them down there. I didn't know Coast Guard was DOJ, though. But I seen some of those guys over in Vietnam, and they was in that, we called it the Brown Navy, you know, the Swift boats and the PBRs and that, and it wasn't anything to stick your nose up at. Those are brave boys out there going up that river, that Mekong Delta and that.
I said DOJ, I meant DOD, but the Coast Guard is now part of DHS, the Department of Homeland Security. My neighbor's son is in the Coast Guard, just getting his ship christened. Brand new ship he got assigned to, he's his chief. And he said first thing they do when they get 2 or 3 miles from land, they start taking in information, intel, before they even get in the port.
Yeah, those new ships are something else. And they go out, in the Navy, they call that a shakedown cruise. And they got those phased array radars on those things now built into the superstructure of the crafts themselves, you know, of the ships. And it's just amazing. Yeah, we used to do ELINT stuff from the P-3 Orions, and I'm sure they still do with the P-8s. And that was one of the things that I could operate was ECM. It was fun. Most of the time, you make the hair on the back of your neck stick up now and then if somebody would lock onto you with fire control radar. But other than that, it was enjoyable. It was a little different. I mean, I could sit in that position, or radar, or Julie, or any of those things, and it was fun. But Chris, I'll let you go. It's getting close to being net time, and glad you're enjoying it. I'm sorry you had to reset it. I was kind of using you as a beta tester because that looked like a real good one, and that might be the next one I buy. I'm not going to spend $400, $500, $600 on a Davis, not when you can get one that's really good for a lot less. And those Accurites like I got are, I don't know, 100 to... They got one almost $200 now, dollars, and because it still transmits on 433 megahertz, that way my displays will still work. But I'm going to wait till it breaks. Usually the anemometer will go out on them first because there's dynamic and there's a bearing there, you know. You take care, Chris. Nice to hear you, my friend. And we'll catch you down the line, KO4QLG in 0TR73.
Talking with you, Tom, and I appreciate it again, and I want to talk to you in